Philippians 2, 1 to 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement for being with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of self-ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Do not look to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. With one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equal with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
So service is the action of helping someone or doing work for someone. So why do we need to serve others? In our culture today, there is an undercurrent that says, it's all about me, what I want, what I need, what I deserve, what is my right. I can do it on my own. The independence, individualism, and living in isolation is not God's way. God is the center of the universe, not us. And God has always called his people to serve him. And in doing that, serving those around us. To live out our lives, not for ourselves, but rather for him. Right at the beginning, God said that it was not good for man to be alone, and Eve was created to be his helper. So even before the fall, God designed us to serve one another. God told his people, Israelites, but be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commands, and to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's Joshua 22, verse 5. God knows what is best for his people, what will give them a fulfilled and fruitful life. And as his people, they were called to serve and to serve wholeheartedly. Note, just read, Moses was called a servant of the Lord, as were the prophets, David, and many Old Testament characters. They lived their lives for the Lord, and in doing so, they served him. God's people repeatedly were called to serve him only, not other gods, not money, not created things. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faced with a choice of who they would serve, they were faced with the fiery furnace. They decided to keep serving God, whatever the consequences, whatever the cost, and God saved them. Have we decided who we're going to live our lives for? Are we willing to serve him who knows what's best for us, even if it is a sacrifice? Circumstances around us are difficult. passage from Philippians that Miriam read for us, it talks about the greatest servant of all, Jesus. Jesus gave everything to serve us because he was obedient to the Father and because he loved us. If we want to be like Jesus, we need to learn to be obedient and we need to learn to serve. In Matthew 20, 26 to 28, Jesus says, "Instead, whoever wants to become great among you, you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And then in John 12, 25 and 26, Jesus says, anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. We have been brought at a high price. Our lives are no longer our own. We belong to Jesus. And if we want to live right, we need to lay down what we want to serve him. But are we to be some kind of mindless servant? No. Jesus says in John 15, verse 13 to 15, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I've been made known to you. We know the master's business. We are not just servants like the angels. We've been adopted into God's family. We have a choice to serve him or not. He's not a harsh master who's going to slave drive us to do things that are bad for us. He loves us. He knows what is best for us. And we can trust him." So how do we serve our Heavenly Father? In Acts 17, 24, it says, "But he," that's God, "is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else." So if God doesn't need us to do anything to meet his needs, and as he doesn't have any, how do we serve him? By being obedient to him and by serving others. In the passage Miriam read, we're told to have humility and to consider others better than ourselves. That doesn't mean that we should see everyone as more talented or superior to us, but by being humble to seeing that everyone is worthy of preferential treatment, we should be looking for ways to look out for others' interests as well as our own. Jesus gave everything to set us free. Paul writes to the Galatians, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." That's Galatians 5:13. We're called to serve not out of obligation or because we have no choice, but out of love. Or to put it another way, serving others is the way our unconditional love is expressed. We grow as we serve, as we become more like Jesus. In the Philippians passage, it says that we should have the same attitude as Jesus to service. What's our motivation to serve others? If we're honest, is it sometimes to look good? Do we want to be seen to be the helpful one? Do we want to be noticed and praised? I would suggest this is not a good motivation, as someone sometime will not appreciate us or notice us, and it's too easy to be discouraged and to feel unappreciated and give up. Do we serve out of a sense of duty? There's a danger here that we'll get burnt out or worn out. There is always going to be more that needs doing, more help, other priorities that crowd in because we care, and this becomes unsustainable. If we think someone else should be and we don't have the grace for it, then this leads to resentment and ultimately to bitterness. So what should our attitude to service be? I think that it should be to do it for Jesus. To do it not because we must, but because we're willing. He says that if we do it for the least of his brothers, we do it for him. We're not to enter into it like an employee getting a job where we can expect to get a payment. We do it because Jesus served others. We love Jesus and we want to be like him. And so we do it for Jesus. If we're helping others as service to Jesus, then our motivation is unlikely to be wrong. Yes, there will be sacrifice, but there will also be reward. Paul writes, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one of you for doing for whatever good they do. That's Ephesians 6, 7 and 8. We are to serve others wholeheartedly, not out of duty or earthly reward. The reward comes from the Lord, as it's him we're serving. And the Bible says, if anyone serves, they should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4:11. As we help one another, God will help us by giving us the strength that we So if we want to be a church who has serving others as a core value, how does this all work out practically, especially at a time when we're not meeting together? Now, I think one of the hardest things about trying to get your children to serve around the house is getting them to see the needs. How often do they not notice the washing up that needs doing, the bin that needs emptying, the dishwasher that needs loading, or whatever it might be? Sorry, children. I have a sneaking feeling that it's the same with us as children of our Heavenly Father. We too often are oblivious to the needs of those around us. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us so that we can learn that it's not all about us and to learn to see the needs of others and of the church. Time we're asked to help, or every time that there's a need to be met, that we should say, yes, I'll do it. I don't believe so. We need to listen to the one we are serving our Heavenly Father and do what He wants us to do today. It's about having a willingness and an openness to wholeheartedly serve when the Holy Spirit prompts us. I remember once being asked to lead the children's work at SCF. I could have done it. It was a good cause and it needed doing. But when I prayed about it, I just didn't get a sense of peace. So in the end, I said no. If I had said yes, the person God was calling would never have stepped up. We're called to love ourselves as well as others, and serving in ways that God is not calling us to is not going to bring us peace. We're not called to be a slave to everyone's requirements, but a child of the King who lives to serve and bless others. The Bible says each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. I believe that there's a blessing that comes from serving others, especially when we do it out of the gifting that God has given us. Now, if I tried to help someone who needed help mending their car or was faced with catering for large numbers of people, it would stress me out and it would not bring me joy. But if I serve others out of what I'm good at, then I'm blessed, others are blessed, and I find joy in serving. So what are you good at that you could use to serve others? We might find ourselves holding the ladder so that others can climb higher than us. And that's a good thing. So how can we serve at the moment? Where are the needs? What can I do that God's asking me to? I thought about having a long list of all the possible things that we could do now to serve others. But I decided you didn't need me to. If we ask God, He will reveal to us the needs, show us how we can help, and tell each of us how we can serve Him. It doesn't need to be a big thing. Sometimes it's the little things that we do that make all the difference, and God sees that. What we're aiming for is a church where we're all prepared to and be an answer to the need, whether that's inside or outside the church, as the Holy Spirit prompts us. Not just waiting to be asked, and not leaving it to someone else when God is telling us that it's for me. To live out our lives selflessly in service to the one who gave it all for us, not out of our own strength, but with the joy, peace, and fulfillment that comes from doing what He wants. So let's be a people who assume that God wants to use us, ask Him to show us a need or where we can bless, and let's be willing to help out of love for Him and for others. Let's not leave serving till tomorrow.